This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Sam Sharibi. I'm a professor at Emory University in the sociology department. My book is In the House of War, Dutch Islam Observed. I'm going to read something from the preface. I grew up in Kenitra, Morocco, which in the 1960s and 1970s was home to Media U.S. Naval Air Station, the largest U.S. military base in Africa, until it was effectively closed along with many other U.S. military bases during the Carter administration. Many of my memories include the Americans who worked on the base and lived in my neighborhood. Their books, donated by thousands, line the shelves of the municipal library where I spend my days reading, and their music broadcast from a radio station run by the soldiers on the base provided an electric soundtrack of rock, jazz, blues, Motown, and the vulnerable Frank Sinatra for my evenings. Yet, beneath the charming oddities of an imported American culture was a local economy that was almost entirely dependent upon the base's business. I remember the day the base endured its largest budget cut. That day was like a day of mourning for thousands of people who benefited from subsidiary employment as servants, cleaners, chauffeurs, babysitters, and school teachers for the Americans. We never really thought of the base as a military installation, although clearly that's what it was. Today, things are often simplistically dismissed as imperialism without a thought for what such seeming imperialism might mean in practical terms to real people. For myself, my family, and my friends, for example, the American base was a business that brought our community many positive things, among them, quite frankly, economic stability and educational opportunities beyond those offered by the French. I have maintained friendships with some of the Americans I met then. Even after all these years, strange as it may seem, even now, while attending meetings with former President Jimmy Carter, whose center is just a few minutes from Emory University, I still find myself fighting the urge to ask him how he could have shut off an economic generator upon which a whole town had become dependent.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.